So the story we have today, I don't know what the Magi were thinking when they showed up to Jerusalem and asked King Herod where his replacement had been born. This isn't something that I can see myself doing, but I also have the privilege of hindsight. I know, for example, that this particular king had some leadership issues, that he was well known in the ancient world for his paranoia and brutality, that in his 40 years of ruling, he had sentenced one wife and several sons to death for supposedly plotting against him, that Caesar Augustus, the Roman Empire, under whom Herod ruled, was rumored to have said it was safer to be Herod's pig than Herod's son. Since this would-be Jewish king could not eat pork, his pigs were safer than his progeny. So no, knowing all of that, I would never waltzed into Jerusalem and told Herod that I saw a star when it rose and have come to worship the baby that will take away all his power. But the Magi weren't emotionally invested or politically involved in the events unfolding. They were Zoroastrian priests from Persia, Gentiles from beyond Israel who were doing their job, reading the stars and traveling to pay homage to those to whom the stars belong. So the Magi read the celestial signs, pack up their bags, and head out to Jerusalem. They had some gifts to deliver to a child to whom the star belonged, which is great, until they arrive in Jerusalem and just happen to ask for directions from the most powerful and mentally unstable person in our story. And it is the association of this child with the star that inspires Herod's next actions, because Herod knows that no matter who the child is or where this child is from, it is the symbolism of the star and the prophecy surrounding the birth that makes this child threatening to his position as king. It is the signs and circumstances that cause all involved in this story to pay attention. We tell this story about Jesus, but that's not how the story began for anyone involved. This story began with a star, with Magi who were looking for the child to whom the star belonged. The Magi are astrologers. Their job is to study the stars and predict earthly events by identifying patterns and movements of celestial signs. They're like the IT department of ancient religion. But something happens when the Magi arrive to the scene of the birth that changes their perspective. Celestial signs signifying the birth of someone important were far from unique, but this time was different. They witness something that inspires a dream that changes their decision on how they'll move forward, on what their next steps will be. Between the time the Magi arrive in Jerusalem and speak nonchalantly to Herod, to the time the Magi leave the place where Jesus was born using a route where Herod cannot find them, the Magi shift from observers to participants in the story that is unfolding. Something happens that makes this birth personal, that makes them believe they would have something to lose, that makes them believe they have something to protect. Something they see or hear or feel in that barn where Jesus lays pulls them into the story of a promise for a new world, which I imagine is part of the reason we may have shown up tonight, to see or hear or feel something in this sanctuary that reminds us that we are connected to the grand design of mysterious unfolding of a new way of being in this world. Or at least it is the reason I show up, year after year, to sing Silent Night and light a candle before the words in the hymnal transform to a soft and mysterious joy in the world. In the darkest days of the year, when the convergence of the sun's stillness and the earth's busyness create a chasm that threatens to swallow me whole, I cling to those rituals, resurrecting a living story. That in unnoticeable increments of a minute and a half each day, announce the coming of light into the darkness of the world. And I long to be a part of the whole, to be a participant in a story still being told, to experience firsthand something that arrives as a dream for a new way of being in the world, so that I too might discern a new path on which to move forward, so that I too might be one part of the larger change I wish to see in the world, in a story that across time and space burns brightly in the darkness just beyond our reach, leading us to the next dream, inspiring us with a new vision for a better path forward. For Herod, the bright star illuminated a world much larger than he can control. But for the Magi, the star reignited the unpredictable manifestation of the divine into human lives. The assurance that even when they knew where they were going, they could still not assume what would be waiting for them when they arrived. For me, maybe for us, it is not the experience of one star, but the presence of the stars that pulls us back into the story, that announce our presence and part in the story of the cosmos, that offer us permission to live our small and irreplaceable part of the story unapologetically and publicly, to claim this as both a story which is all our own and a story that we could have never told alone. For me, and maybe for us, it's the gift that Jesus wasn't ever who anyone expected and never did exactly what anyone wanted. And yet the stars shine for him, just as the stars shine for each of us. And yes, the stars may draw the attention of our own Herods, those people who feel threatened by our aliveness, our differentness, our uniqueness, our boldness. But the stars also attract our own shepherds, our own wise men, our own angels, showing up in our lives to remind us who we are and why we matter when the darkness blocks out our own view. In the darkness, the stars illuminate the truth that things are rarely what they seem. With just our eyes searching the night sky, we can see maybe 10,000 individual stars. But in reality, we see only a tiny fraction of the number of stars within the Milky Way galaxy where our planet rests. And there are 8 billion people on this planet we call Earth, and somewhere between 1 billion and 4 billion, 100 billion and 4 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. So tonight for me, with all the stars numbered in the sky that we can see and we cannot see, surely the good news of the love that came down to live among us is that there is a star burning bright just for you, just for me, perhaps for all of us. Amen.